Shembecklers. What's the commonality there?
I think there's three things. One, great character, tremendous integrity and character. Secondly, they're technically sound. They know the game. They know every position of the game and the technique, the X's and O's, so to speak. And number three is that they all know how to motivate and challenge people that are around them. And sometimes they challenge your pride, sometimes it's your shame, but they get you to reach for a new level, think of something that you didn't think of before. And because we all don't know what, you know, when people say, you know, do the best you can, be the best you can, you don't really know what that ceiling is unless there's somebody there really challenging you and motivating you. And I think all great coaches, whether it be football or any other sport, they come in all shapes and sizes, but I think they have those three commonalities.
You know what's interesting too, Jim, is that I referred to Bill Walsh, and I mean this kindly, was he was a great manipulator. He knew how to push the buttons at the right time on his players, whether it be at the college level or the pro level. And yet there is a difference between college and pro. You having played and having been motivated, and now you having to motivate kids, can you take me inside to that manipulation motivation of kids against pros?
Well, he was just talking about motivation and Stanford in particular. Yesterday, we had a conversation, and you know, one of the things he said was just